As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I talked about this earlier in the show, and I've talked about it a couple times over the last month or two. You know, Democratic Congressman Ro Khanna wrote an op-ed that struck me in the face of everything that's going on with the federal government, and he's a progressive Democrat, and he basically said, you know, basically Democrats, instead of just, you know, howling at the moon about what's going on, you know, need to also look in the mirror and maybe admit that some government agencies need reform. And not necessarily just say what's happening is all wrong. Maybe give some alternatives and acknowledge maybe some things could be better. And now with all the scrutiny on higher education, especially as we've done the story on Harvard many times, you know, there's a lot of pushback. And there's one person I'm really glad we can have on today who said, you know, you can push back on all those things, but, you know, maybe we need to look at ourselves as universities and colleges as well and take a fresh look at what maybe we can do better. There's an op-ed in the New York Times. I encourage people to read it. Colleges have to be much more honest with themselves from late last month. And president of Assumption University, Greg Wiener, joins us now on Brian & Company to discuss it a little bit. He's the author of that op-ed. Sir, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. It's good to be with you.
Well, thanks for coming on. You know, there's this one line in the near the lead of your op-ed that says, you know, our critics have a point. And I think I want to use that as a starting point here. What point or points do the critics have that you think is worth noting and is valid?
I think there are two things that can be true at the same time, and we're scholars and should be good with nuance and complexity. One is that there is a dangerous attack on the independence of higher education going on, and the second is that it's widely known that that there is in fact a problem with ideological and political bias on many college campuses, and we should be able to deal with both of those problems at the same time.
You know, I remember I went to college in the early 90s, and I had a few. I'm an unaffiliated voter. I try to be as center as I can be, but you know, a lot of my friends, I had friends who were conservative, and they felt silenced, and they felt like they couldn't talk, and they would be blackballed, and so on and so forth. And I didn't quite know, and I saw it, and I don't not handle it. In free speech, there is a little hypocrisy seemingly, but how do you handle it if you can address those things at the same time? What are some of the strategies to do that? I mean, you have a campus of your own to manage.
I often say on our campus that it does not matter to me whether the entirety of the faculty is Republican or the entire faculty is Democratic, as long as they're excellent teachers in their subject matter, which they are. I think the solution here is a return to the mission of the institutions, which is not persuading people politically one way or another. It's not giving students an opportunity for political expression. It's teaching, learning, and discovery.
So you're saying there's no place for politics on campus?
I'm not saying there's no place for it. I'm saying it's not the purpose of a college education. There's a great misconception about academic freedom, which is that that there is an unlimited, enhanced right to free speech on college campuses, such that they are the natural home for political demonstrations and so forth. In fact, the principle of academic freedom, according to the American Association of University Professors, which is not anyone's idea of a reactionary organization, is that scholars and students have both enhanced rights to explore daring and interesting ideas and enhanced responsibilities to engage seriously with critics and to hear and welcome a diversity of views.
Right. Well, I mean, diversity of views can be political. I mean, I think I'm sort of analyzing in real time with you, President Wiener. I'm just curious about, I mean, is the ideal goal is you can have politics, but you have to be able to have, you know, open, honest, and accepted expressions on both sides?
I think that to the extent there is politics on campus, I think that's true. On the other hand, to the extent part of what we're supposed to be doing is teaching whatever it may be, calculus or philosophy or the great canonical works of literature,
right.
I think when we're really doing our jobs, we are teaching those subjects, and to the extent there are political implications, we're trusting our students to draw their own conclusions. I think one of the most serious problems in higher education now, I would say, both with respect to politics, and candidly, everything from the way we structure curriculum to the way we recruit students, is that we sell these students short. We don't have enough faith in their curiosity and their capacity for self-reflection, which if you're in the classroom with them, they demonstrate every day.
We're talking with Greg Wiener, who's the president of Assumption University in Worcester, Massachusetts, here on Brian and Company. You know, when you see what's going on with, you know, the Harvards and the Columbias of the world, have you made changes to how you, like, whether it's you know, in literature or policy, to things like DEI and other elements of how things run at Assumption?
We certainly have taken a very close look at the regulatory environment, and we believe we're in compliance with it. My general view is that there are certain things that are clearly within the jurisdiction of federal law. I think the grotesque eruption of anti-Semitism on many of our elite college campuses was and continues to be one of them. I think things like telling Harvard that the federal government is going to monitor the viewpoint diversity in their faculty hiring, even though I support the goal, I think is clearly outside the jurisdiction of government.
Yeah. Man, when you started this stuff, you have a hard job.
Everyone does.
Yeah, I just think it's so challenging. How's Worcester, by the way? I got my grad degree at Clark, and the city seems to have really, really had a nice little turn. Things are going well?
Worcester is doing very well. It's had an economic and a cultural renaissance even in the about 14, 15 years that I've been here. It's a very vibrant city, a lot of intellectual activity, a lot of cultural activity, great new restaurants. Things are very good here.
Yeah, we'd like to steal some of that mojo for Hartford. Sir, we appreciate the time. And again, I encourage people to go read the piece in the New York Times titled "Colleges Have to Be Much More Honest with Themselves." And President Wiener, we appreciate the time.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Have a great day.